That's right, it is, and it's 9:04 here. We are live on this Sunday, October, I was about to say 31st, and that's tomorrow, that's Halloween. Nothing spooky about this morning. There are some clouds hanging out over there in the city of Toronto downtown here. Maybe there's a couple clouds hanging over your company, your business, your online approach, and you want to kind of push those clouds out of the way and allow the sun to shine. And that's kind of the goal here this hour. I'm Ryan Bonner. But more importantly, I'm joined by Paul Toby. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Online, businessprosmarketing.com here for the Business Pros Radio Hour. And Paul, you've, over the last weeks, we talked about some of the companies you worked with. You bring the sunshine in, if you can say that.
We help small business succeed. That's our goal.
That's how simple.
So if you're listening in this morning, welcome to the show. Whether you're driving, sitting at home having a cup of coffee, breakfast at your favorite restaurant, and they have the radio show on in the background, congratulations to those restaurants for tuning in. We are happy to have you, and we're here to help. If you have any questions about your marketing situation, especially digital marketing, people need a lot of help. And in my experience, when we get clients come to us, many times they think they know, and When we dive into it, we realize, well, here's a missed opportunity. Here's another area for improvement. Here's a place where we can optimize the system a little bit better to bring a little bit better results.
Or they think they've hired somebody else who knows. It could be a buddy or friend, or maybe they're just running off some sort of online documents or website providing them tips and hints, but they don't have the full package working for them.
Yeah, and this morning I really just wanted to talk about Google advertising, because that's the one area I think where a lot of businesses tend to spend some time and effort. And many of them are disillusioned very quickly by how much money gets eaten up by Google. I mean, let's face it, Google makes about $6 billion a year. Jeez. And the revenue, 95% of that revenue comes from advertising. So Google's not going to be, let's make it easy for you to show up in the organic search results. Let's make it easy for you to get free traffic. They're not going to do that. They're going to make it very difficult. And so what businesses have to do is they have to turn to paid advertising, because let's face it, Google's the number one search engine on planet Earth. Many people have it as the homepage when they open up their browser.
Sorry, Bing, but it's Google. Well, Google's tops, you know?
I mean, they've built a brand over the years that's very powerful. And one of the things that I think was really good that Google did was they made it simple. They give you a very plain page with a little search box, and whatever you're looking for will help you find it. And that's been the whole premise of the search engine since day one. Let's help you find what you're looking for. And so businesses are like, well, I recognize that it's a popular thing to do. I recognize that people are probably looking for the things that we do, not necessarily for us because they've never heard of us before. So they're not typing in our company name, but they're typing in what they want. And from an AdWords perspective, there's always competition. You've got paid competition, you've got free competition. And so just spending money haphazardly in that space is an extremely bad idea. And I think a lot of companies are very disillusioned by how quickly money can get eaten up, because Google's simply not going to help you. I mean, they'll help you in ways. I mean, you can get an account manager, and
Google, they can
set you up. You start spending money, you'll get a call from Google, and they'll say, how can we help you spend more money, essentially, is
what
they do.
Which makes sense, yeah.
And that's their job. But sometimes they're junior account managers, in most cases, actually, and I'm not quite sure that they've helped every business, but there are some things that they can point out that are helpful. But in my experience, you're not going to get the full, they're not going to help you with landing pages. They're not going to help you understand the difference between, just getting targeted traffic versus actually getting that traffic to do something on your website. That's not really what they do. So,
And I think a lot of businesses and people listening right now who operate a business, have something to do with one, I'm sure there's also a level of fear. I mean, people are afraid of, well, as you mentioned, it's Google, it's huge, it must be complicated to kind of figure all of this out, and how much money am I going to spend? I think there's a bit of fear out there as well when it comes to having to focus on that online approach to advertising.
Well, what I've found is that there's a step-by-step formula that's actually played itself out over and over again as being successful. And I'm going to talk about that actually after the break. I want to go into the details about here is the order that I would approach a client's paid advertising from an AdWords perspective. And everybody knows what AdWords is. When you do a search, the ads are at the top of the page and at the bottom of the page. If they're at the bottom, you're not getting much traffic.
Not doing something correctly.
Well, it's not. I mean, it is a bidding war. So essentially, the more you pay. But we're going to talk about how to maybe pay less and get better results right after the break.
Let's do that with Paul Tobey. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, as I mentioned, businessprosmarketing.com. If you have any questions here, feel free to call in. Paul's ready to answer. He's got a cup full of coffee. Are we half full?
It's getting down. We're going to have to go back for more, I think.
We might have to do that. But any questions here, 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour live here on Talk Radio AM 640. And it's 9:13. Ryan Bonner, I'm here. Paul Tobey is here, though, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can go online to the website businessprosmarketing.com. And that's where you can get started on making your business better, or if you are just putting the last finishing touches on your entrepreneurial endeavor. Let Paul help you out with the digital side of things. That website you have thrown together, maybe a friend helped you do it. You want somebody professional working on your digital marketing strategy. And that's what we're talking about here this hour. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call in and ask Paul. We're talking, though, about advertising via Google and using AdWords. And some of you are thinking, like, I don't know how to do that. But that's why Paul Tobey is here. And it's everybody will go on to Google, you'll punch in a few keywords, Paul, and then boom, you get the top listings. I'm sure many business owners look at those results and say, how do I get to number one? How do I get up there? Because I'm not even anywhere in the first, second, third, or fourth or fifth page on a Google search result.
Well, there's two number ones. There's number one for free listings and there's number one for paid listings. Which one comes out on top? Typically number one for paid listings because it's at the top of everything. It's at the top of mobile. It's at the top of desktop search. And in order to do that, it's basically a bit of a bidding war, but there are also inside tips and tricks that you can do to outplay the other competition and not pay as much as they're paying, which is, I find, very interesting. So it's a bit of a science. It's not tremendously difficult, but you do have to have some experience. And funnily enough, this week, our company, Business Pros Marketing, just hired a paid search specialist. And we skipped him out of, we basically stole him from another company and paid him, good money to help our clients manage their AdWords accounts and manage their traffic spend. And it's been fun this week for me because I've been typically in charge of that area of the business. And while I've had some help, it's nice to have somebody with an equal amount of experience just in that specific area.
Solely dedicated to that.
Yeah, so he and I have been sort of riffing all week about how do we boost this client's account and how do we boost that client's account. And it was very interesting because we had one account in London, Ontario, called London Bin Rentals. And, it's not a very sexy business, right?
Oh, come on.
Because I remember, the radio show last week, I was on Greg Krasko's show, remember? And I mentioned this. He's like, why would anybody want to buy paid traffic? Why would anybody want to pay for traffic?
Impression.
Well, if you've got a bin rental company, it's just not that popular.
Hot,
it's like
exactly.
Nobody's like really excited about that, like the Greg Krasko show, right? So this company, they do very well in organic search, but they wanted to also dominate paid search because, the reader has a choice. And so very often they'll be number one in the paid listings and number one in the free listings. So for us, that was a huge win. And I remember talking to the new guy in our office about this, and he said, who built this account? I go, well, I did. And he goes, well, I don't really, there's no area for improvement here because we dominate like everything. And the problem became when we talked to the client, we got him on the phone and we said, listen, we're really trying to do better for you, but we don't know how. There's just not enough traffic in your service area to actually blow the doors off this thing. So what we suggested to him was, hey, we can do the same thing in another community. Well, he would have to set up his business, basically.
Expand and
grow his business that way. So there are ways to dominate. So what I really wanted to talk about was, what is the order that me and my search specialist and anyone that I've ever done accounts for, what is the order that we do it in? How do we approach digital marketing? Well, you have to reverse engineer the result. So you say to the company, well, what is it that you want? Do you want to sell more of this product? Is that can I just click a buy now button and go to your checkout page and buy it?
And there you go.
Or what most companies have is they need to talk to somebody first. They need to get somebody on the phone in order to convince them to buy their $2,000 to $20,000 service or whatever it is they do. It can't be done with a buy now button. And that's the vast majority of our clients.
So you have to understand your business, basically,
right,
of what you want. Yeah.
So if you have to talk to somebody, you know, that's not a buy now situation. So what we need to do is we need to capture the lead. So if a company says to themselves, how do I use digital marketing? Well, the number one thing they're looking for is probably leads. How do I get them into my system and how do I convert them over time? And to set that up, you first have to go to what people actually do. You can't really think about, well, the ad first and the landing page first. You really have to think about, well, what are people actually doing? And you have to do research. And fortunately, Google AdWords has set up a very impressive research tool. They've done all the work for you. It's a little difficult to understand if you're the first time in, and it takes a little bit of time to get used to it. But it's basically called the Google Keyword Planner.
Which sounds pretty. So they've gone out, they've done all that legwork. You don't have to do all these surveys and studies. They've kind of compiled that for you.
Yeah, because they have a history of what are the other advertisers doing.
They know what they're doing.
And they
also
have a history of, well, what is it that people have actually searched for? So they keep a record of everything that people do. And they rank that, each keyword phrase that people type in, they rank that based on here's the number of people every day that search for this keyword phrase. Not just one keyword, but hundreds of them. And literally, I mean, obviously we're talking about a single product or service, but mm-hmm. I mean, they keep billions of these searches in their database. And basically the keyword planner helps you go, well, how many people are searching for this? And how many people are searching for this? And then you can group them together in sort of these ad groups. If, you know, let's take all the people, all the keyword phrases that are kind of in this group, and let's take all the keyword phrases that are in this group. And then what Google does is it estimates, and this is very interesting, it estimates how much you should be paying to appear in the search results. So you get a really good sense of how much traffic you're going to get and what's it going to cost you to get that traffic.
So they have algorithms. They have this all on the Google side. Right. They have it all figured out.
It's not completely accurate. Mm-hmm. In other words, experience is really the main thing here. But it does give you a good starting point in order to do a test. And I always recommend to our clients, and when you come back after the break, everybody's like, well, how much should I be spending? Well,
that's the next question.
What should I spend? And I have a number. It's a solid number. You can't go wrong with this number because, you know, you can't optimize something without actual results. You can't look at it and go, well, let's just buy a bunch of traffic and see what happens. No, you have to know specifically how many clicks, how many searches, impressions, costs, click-through rates, all of those things. You can't do any of that unless you spend some money.
Now, if you're listening,
we're going to talk about how much.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about it. And if you're listening, going, whoa, 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 sounds like a lot. But that's what you do, Paul. You take some of these possibly confusing ideas and you simplify them and you take care of that stress. Right, you're doing the work that other people don't, you know how to do, or don't want the stress of having to deal with themselves.
Yeah, so let's give them let's say guess at what a good test budget is.
All
is
right.
It $100? Is it $500? Is it $1,000? Or is it $5,000?
Lock in on a number in your brain right now, and we'll find out when we come back. And if you have any questions, maybe you have a budget you're playing with in your mind, you can always ask Paul here at 416-870-6400, star 640 on cell. Go online, businesspros marketing.com. Paul Toby is the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. He'll be back with us right after the break. Ryan Bonner here with you. It's 925 live on Sunday with Paul Toby here in the Business Pros Radio Hour. He's a CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can call him at 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. Online, businessprosmarketing.com. We are going to talk about the Inside Advantage Roundtable and how that can help you, and also how the government will actually cover a lot of what you do with Paul. And we will talk about budgets with Google and AdWords and all the online approach to getting your company listed first and foremost in a search via Google. But I just wanted to briefly, Paul, go back to the bin company out London way. And you were telling me in the break that you guys actually knocked off the next closest business in that area just with an online approach. And it's for a business where you would think, they don't need to do that online thing. How could that possibly help them make more money?
But I'm not sure whether the other business, and it was a very well-known business, I'm not going to mention their names. I'm not going to say all of the reasons why they pulled out of London, which is my client's competition. But I can tell you that I believe we had a major impact on that. Because if you search for garbage takeaway or whatever you're searching for, we dominate in that area. And essentially, if you start scooping up all the traffic, you're essentially scooping up all the business. So it's not that it's not probably the only reason that that other company pulled out, but
it helped.
It certainly, but my client benefited greatly from that, because of now all of their business that they got is now coming to them. So he's a very, very happy guy right now. His name's Mark, and he's just super delighted with the way we helped his company grow over the last few years. And that's what we do. We help small business succeed, and he's succeeding. And I'm very proud of that. And again, I'm just here to help. If anybody wants some help, they want some advice, just email me. You know, do you have the email over
there? Yes, I do. It's paul@businessprosmarketing.com, or they can call in 416-870-6400. Now, budget. Before the break, you threw out a couple of different numbers, people, to kind of zero in on and figure, okay, that would be the budget I'd need in order to do something via Google. What would be a good budget be? How much should somebody spend?
Well, the question was, how much should you spend as a test budget?
Yeah.
And I gave them four numbers: $100, $500, $1,000, and $5,000. So whatever you thought, I can tell you, I always insist for every single client that they give us a $1,000 test budget. And we spend that over 2 weeks to a month. The reason, we could spend it all in a day if we wanted to. But in most cases, what we want is we want enough time to react to what's happening. We want to pay attention to the number of impressions that we're getting. In other words, when somebody searches that term, how many times do our ads actually appear? We want to know how many times people are clicking our ad in comparison to the number of impressions. That's called click-through rate. And then, of course, we want to pay attention to when they get to our website, what do they actually do? So we install software on the website to track movement, heat map technology. We want to know time on page, all of those things. Funnily enough, that whole thing actually helps your organic listings as well. That's never happened before, but it's kind of happened recently where Google is tracking the click past its search engine onto your website and then looking at what the user does as well. So we want to pay attention to that. And we can't do that without a certain amount of traffic over a certain period of time. So I would say, if you're going to work with us, keep in mind, I'm going to insist that you have at least $1,000, and we're going to take a month or a little bit less to spend that money, and then we'll know. As soon as we know, right, now we can optimize based on what's happened. And I think that's the number one mistake that people make with Google, is they say, I'm just going to spend some money and I'm going to get some business, right?
Yeah.
The problem with that, there's a couple of problems. The first one is you just don't know what you don't know. So therefore, unless you pay attention to what's happening, you can't make changes. The second thing is that when you spend money on Google, you really want to know behavior. What are people actually doing? And unless you have something on your website to track that, you really don't know a whole lot.
You're losing out on a lot of the information you could be gathering,
right,
about people. And I figure instead of, as you said, you could do $1,000, you could do it over one day or 2 days. But I guess the benefit of spreading it out is you get zero in on people's habits, regular habits, Monday to Friday sort of thing, mm-hmm. right? Instead of just a one-day Sunday or Monday hit, you can kind of get a better idea long-term of what somebody's doing mm-hmm. in their daily life.
The other thing is Google actually rewards longevity.
Does it really?
Yeah, so it really likes clients who consistently pay month after month after month. I actually have keyword phrases for our company that I never stop buying. Even though we show up in paid search results, even though we have other ways of getting traffic, I just consistently buy those keyword phrases and I'm always number one. Why? Because Google likes the client who consistently spends money with them. So the algorithm, which there's really no human intervention into the algorithm. It's a very powerful one. The paid search algorithm basically rewards clients with higher click-through rates and longevity. So in other words, if the competition is buying the same traffic I'm buying, but yet my ad gets a higher click-through rate, it gets more clicks mm-hmm. than their ad, my ad, even though I may be spending less, will leapfrog over top of them. Because Google says, well, this ad speaks more to the public. It speaks more to their targeted market than this other ad. So we're going to help them out. We're just going to raise their search listing and they're going to get more traffic.
And again, going, you said, you know, the longer you spend on a spend, the better. So if a business out there is thinking, okay, well, I'll throw $1,000 at it this month and then pause for a few months and then do it again down the road.
Bad idea.
Bad idea. Do not do that.
Very bad idea. Because as soon as you stop spending money, Google goes, well, all the history that you just created with us is now gone.
So see you later.
Yeah. Well, and you got to work your way back. So I just highly recommend, you know, with that $1,000, you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot with $1,000. And in order to increase the traffic, in order to increase the opt-in rates, all of those things, you just got to keep at it and you have to optimize. And I think the biggest mistake is people just don't pay attention. They're not paying attention to what's happening. They just spend their money and then it's gone and then they stop.
And you can also, you mentioned you can learn a lot from that. You can also learn a lot from the Inside Advantage Roundtable. Why don't we talk a bit about that when we come back, Paul? And more about advertising online, doing the Google, the AdWord approach, why I can help your company. BusinessProsMarketing.com is the website. Paul@BusinessProsMarketing.com if you want to email questions to Paul. Or right here, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. We are live here with the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. And that's the number to call. Do it now if you have any questions here for Paul Tobey. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can email him, paul@businessprosmarketing.com. Online, businessprosmarketing.com. They're talking about growing your business, doing it online. Even if you think, with my business, there's no point. Well, we've been talking about a bin rental company. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of online that kind of works its way into that business. But Paul worked with them, a company from out London, Ontario way. And I guess they're looking at expanding because of what Paul's been able to do for them. And Paul, in the middle of the break, you asked me to Google Canada Job Grant. And, you know, what results came up, Ryan? Boom. TrainingBusinessPros.com via Google. How did you make that happen?
Well, that's a paid ad. So. Okay. And we were talking about longevity. Now, I've been buying keyword phrases like Canada Job Grant and Canada Ontario Job Grant for over a couple of years. And I've been doing that consistently every single month.
Nonstop.
And no matter who comes in and tries to outplay me in the paid ads for that, they can't do it because Google's always going to reward me because I've been doing the longest. So that's an inside advantage that we have. Now, people always wonder, is it going to help my business? Can my business succeed using paid search? Is it possible for me to get more leads for my business using paid search? will I expand my business from paid search? And my answer is unequivocally, did I say that right?
Yeah,
unequivocally, yes.
Let's just go with yes.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you don't get traffic as a free source, right, you're not doing well in the search listings, paid is great. And here's a perfect example of why that is. There's no possible way for me in organic search to outplay the Canadian government. It's their grant. Does that make sense?
They're
government websites. They already have a built-in level of credibility. They already are considered authority websites. For me to outplay the government for Canada Job Grant is an impossible task.
Good luck.
So yeah. I have to buy ads. I have to buy traffic for that. Otherwise, I'm not going to get any. Now, I may get some from social. I may get some from other things that we do. It could be directly or whatever. But the reality is I cannot. If you look at the search results for that, all the organic, it's all government.
Yeah, I'm scrolling down the list here.
I can't outplay that.
Canada, yet, Alberta, Work BC. Yeah, there's no way you can top that.
Right. So then other companies come in and they go, well, I'm going to buy traffic for Canada Job Grant. They can't outplay me. I'm never going to be any worse than number two. And the reason for that is, like I said, is I consistently do it month after month.
And you're not going to stop.
I'm not going to stop. Why? Because when somebody comes to us and they work with us for half an hour to fill out a grant application, we have a 98% grant approval rating. In fact, the vast majority of clients that we do this marketing for and help them learn and understand the systems that we've built is paid for through the Canada Job Grant program, which is remarkable. I mean, companies in Ontario that we work with, and everybody thinks, well, it's just a few companies,
yeah,
and it's going to be really, really hard for me to get the grant. It's not hard at all. As a matter of fact, we insist that the very first thing you do when you work with us is you apply for this grant. Because if you get the money, it's going to make your decision to work with us to help you a lot easier because you don't have to pay for it. So, you know, 80%, up to 83.3% of what you give us help you with your online marketing, you're going to get back within 30 days. A max as a check. It's not a tax grant. It's not a tax refund.
It's a hard check.
It's a hard check. You're going to get a refund from the government, which is remarkable if you think about it. So we're in a really good, that's our inside advantage right now over other companies. It's like you can't get that anywhere. So I insist on continuously educating other businesses that are searching for the Canada Job Grant program. I want them to come to me because I'm going to educate you on how I can help you. And that's been our position since day one. And if you want to know more about that, you can email me at paul@businessapprochmarketing.com and I'll just answer any questions that you have. Because I think the perception is that paid search is hard and organic search is hard and all these things are hard.
It's too difficult.
Where am I going to
get
the budget
involved
to pay for it? Well, you know, we've taken care of all of that. We'll help you get the budget together. We'll help you save 80% of it. And we're going to help you grow your company. I don't know. It always amazes me when you talk to people like that and they go, you're kidding.
There's no way this is true.
It's not possible. We had somebody in the office. Actually, we came in on a Saturday because they run a school and they're just too busy during the week to come into our offices. And they came into the offices on a Saturday. We set aside about 45 minutes to talk to them. And as we're going through the meeting and showing them, you know, about Infusionsoft and paid ads and all that kind of stuff, we start talking about the grant. And they're like, no, you can't do
that.
That's not true. And we just give them hard, concrete proof that we can get the money to pay for our services.
Well, I think people just think, oh, it's money from the government. There's no way the government doesn't hand out money like that. But as you said, and I'm looking here, Canada Job Grant, 98% grant approval rating, trainingbusinesspros.com.
Yeah, 98%. Uh-huh. The only company really that ever got turned down was the bin rental company.
What we've been talking about.
Because they didn't have somebody in their office who could actually do this, because it's considered training, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're building, we're helping them learn the system and optimize the system and things like that. So it's remarkable. And I still don't understand why many people are unaware of this, and especially businesses. So
Well, yeah. If you have any questions for Paul, even about the Canada job grant, as he said, only, you know, that there's your example right there of why it didn't work out. If you're wondering, hey, listen, Paul, I do want to get on board with you. That job grant. Can we talk more about that job grant and how I can get my hands on that? You can always call Paul here with your question, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. And the email, Paul mentioned it, paul@businessprosmarketing.com, and online, businessprosmarketing.com. Paul Tobey, CEO of that company, is back with us here in a moment on the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio AM 640. Yeah, you can call with an opinion, but questions as well here at those phone numbers. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan Bonner here with Paul Tobey, the man of the hour, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And call him anytime, 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. And paul@businessprosmarketing.com. We're going to get into, in a second, Paul, talk about the Inside Advantage Roundtable. Again, why people think, oh, if I throw a little bit of money for, you know, a month online on AdWords and Google, that should be enough. I'll get some hits, business leads, and maybe I'll do it again a year from now. Again, why that isn't the best approach. But we do have the phone lines open, and we were talking about the job grant that one can take advantage of through Business Pros Marketing. And Dan has called in with a question about that. Dan, how are you doing this morning?
Yes, good morning, Paul. How are you, Brian?
Hey.
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Listen, here's my question. I'm a Toronto real estate agent, and I have to say it, relatively successful, but it can always do better. As far as my online marketing goes, it's virtually non-existent. The website's pretty much dead. Social media is not where it should be. Da 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 da. Having said that, struggling through the whole thing, I still do very well based on, you know, my longevity in the industry and the niche marketing that I do. I work with new home builders and build new sell new construction as well as resale. And I'm wondering, how would that job grant work for somebody that's, you know, an independent operator? Really an independent contractor that just works for a brokerage and needs to be built from the ground up, everything from branding to, you know, getting some traffic going on a website.
Do you have an employee?
Does my wife count?
It could. Yeah, does she work for you?
She does. She gets
okay.
E4.
So here's what we always recommend. If she's not an employee, it's an accounting trick. You basically get her to become an employee. You pay her 3 months salary. It can be minimum wage. It doesn't really matter. And you put her name on the Canada Job Grant application. We've done that many times. And the government looks at it like this. They say, is your business creating employment? And does the training with Business Pros Marketing and Training Business Pros, is that going to help you help that person earn more money, get a promotion, help the business grow so you can hire more people? The whole training grant is based on skills training that can grow businesses. And I think it's an impressive program. There's about $1.6 billion in the fund over 6 years. And it's really, in most companies that we've done it for, many of the situations where they've gotten the money has been for new hires.
Oh, so let's say you've built up this, you've created this website, you've done all this, now you need somebody to manage it.
That's correct.
There's your employee.
Yep, that's it, exactly. Okay. So here, is it Bill?
Dan.
I apologize, Dan. Sorry, I don't have the name in front of me. And
that's okay.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do.
I've been called worse, Paul.
if you want to know how we help, there's the Inside Advantage Roundtable that happens. There's one more. It's Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. I don't know if you can make it. But even if you can't, just email me at paul@businessprosmarketing.com. And we'll create an appointment. We'll have an online webinar. You can come to the Inside Advantage, whatever. I still have a couple of sponsored tickets available for that. They're $300 tickets. And if you want one, I'll give it to you because, you know, you kind of fit the criteria. The other choice that you have is that you work for a brokerage, right?
Yes.
So the brokerage has employees, correct?
yes.
Right. So you can do that as well. So the entire brokerage and all of the real estate agents can figure out a way to help your entire company, not just you. Now, you may not like that because they are sort of your competition, but...
Well, not really. They're not really my competition, but we do... The brokerage that I work for specializes in new construction sales. So they work with a substantial number of builders, and they're very well known in that industry. On the other side of things, I do a lot of resale myself, and I'm one of a few agents in the brokerage that also does, you know, resale, commercial, that sort of thing. And there's no presence in the brokerage for that.
Well, listen, so, I have some brilliant search strategy for that specific business. I have some unbelievable Infusionsoft automation that can really help you capitalize on that. I mean, look, the reality is when it comes to new homes or resale homes or condos or whatever, people don't necessarily buy when you're ready to sell. They buy when they're ready. And unless you have a system of automation that can consistently follow up with them when you're too busy to... then it's not going to work nearly as well as it could.
You're talking about drip programs and lead capturing and things like that.
Yeah, but more sophisticated than that, because people's perception of that is like, you know, an autoresponder like MailChimp. That's not what we do. We're really talking about segmenting audiences into categories and following up with consistent messaging that was built specifically for them. And then if they don't take action, then there's a task created for you to follow up. So in other words, the automation does its job only until the point where the customer doesn't do what the automation gets them to do. And then that's when humans get involved. So it saves you a boatload of time. You never have to remember anything. And you only interact with the system when it tells you to.
So something like that, where you're saying, let's build a program, everything from social media to a new website to, you know, these automated capture programs. That could take some time, I would imagine, and it could be quite costly, and that's why the jobs program is of interest to me. Because I would imagine, I heard you a couple of weeks ago say you're $10,000 an hour.
No, $10,000 a day. And that's because we work with the government and we have to have standardized program, standardized pricing. But that's my entire team. That's not one person. That's a whole team. And what we do is we construct everything that I just talked about in 1 or 2 days. And then we've got a couple of weeks to kind of pay attention, optimize some things that didn't get done, you know, but basically your website goes live, everything we build in 1 or 2 days.
And it's not, because I've heard you in the past say, you know, we looked at this website, we looked at that website, we helped them tweak this, we helped them do that, and it increased lead production and subsequently the growth of the company.
Always.
Let's say I don't have a website. Let's say it's non-existent, or a social media program, or really anything.
Yeah.
From the ground up, how long would something like that take to?
2 days.
Still 2 days.
Yeah.
And you could start seeing the results within a couple of months, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean that's our goal. We always put in, we reverse engineer what you want. If it's leads you want, we'll fill your bucket full of leads. Now, again, with all of that, we have discussions about, well, how much is your test marketing budget? In other words, if we're going to buy AdWords, you got to have at least $1,000. That's not included in our thing. But in when it comes to building the website, the lead capture, the Infusionsoft back end, that's all included underneath the job grant.
Hey, Dan, appreciate the phone call. And if you want to continue with Paul at businessprosmarketing.com, 416-444-7767 online, businessprosmarketing.com. We'll take a quick break, but back in a moment here on the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio AM 640. All right, welcome back here live for the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Toby is with me here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And thanks to Dan calling in, real estate agent. And Paul, as I understand it, you do deal with real estate agents, that leg of the industry.
Yeah, we've got actually a client right now. He has mirror listings and sort of discount MLS listings, a company called List Me Now, but they also have a brokerage, and they also handle, you know, individual clients, and they're real estate agents, but they also do these sort of discounted MLS listings, and we're working with them right now. And that's only just to say that we don't work with everyone. Mm-hmm. We don't take everyone as a client. We have, you know, X amount of clients in each industry. I will deal with specific realtors from time to time. And the challenge with realtors, I find, is that they're very busy, and they continuously do, like you know, the last caller, Dan, he's like doing things traditionally. He's very successful. But when it comes to digital, you really need to know what you're doing in that area. And that's really where we excel in that area. We try to help every single client. If they want more leads, that's our goal.
And he was also asking, because I think it sounded like he didn't have, you know, the online avenue really explored or anything really running, and he's kind of questioning, you know, how long does it take you to get that up and running? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's a couple days.
When we say 2 days, people are like, well, that's crazy. I mean, that's just not
normal.
Well, that's our inside advantage. So what we do is we work with that company over the space of the 2 days. You have to sit right there with us. And we've got eight people on our team.
Not one.
Eight.
Eight.
Who are, you know, we've got Infusionsoft certified partners, we've got copywriters, we've got web designers. We even have video guy if you need to make a video. So we're basically working with the client one-on-one. That's considered training because they're learning how we're building it and they're learning how to look after it. And that's why it falls underneath the Canada Job Grant Program. So not only are we building, we're training the client on what we've built them. Because unless they know what we've built them, they don't really know how to interact with it or how to use it. Because it's sophisticated. It's very sophisticated and it works very, very well. But whatever the client wants, whatever they want more leads, they want more sales, whatever they want. That's what we reverse engineer.
Well, again, if you Google Canada Job Grant, boom, right there at the top, you'll see trainingbusinesspros.com. And you can call Paul 416-444-PROS. That's 444-7767. Paul@businesspros.com. And if you go online to the website, the Inside Advantage Roundtable,
yeah,
you
I'm
can
just
sign up.
Really, if you need some help with your digital marketing, just let us know. Paul@businesspros.com is my email address. Just let me know. Whatever you're looking to do, I'm totally open to answering whatever questions you have.
And we'll talk to you again next week. I'll see you then, Paul.
Thanks for your time.
News is on its way next year. Neil Kumar, Talk Radio, AM 640.